We're going to welcome a couple early morning guests to Robin Hood Radio this morning. We'll introduce, first of all, Leslie Danks. Leslie, nice to speak to you this morning.
Very nice to join you. Thank you.
And with any luck at all, I'm going to knock on wood. We have Jimmy Pearson on the other line. Jimmy, you there?
Yep, I'm here. Good to be here, Marshall.
Okay. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. First of all, I want to apologize to both of you for, first of all, thinking you were on last week, and then second of all, for misscheduling you and not putting you on yesterday. That's what happens at 65. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. I imagine it must be complicated to navigate it all.
Well, that's why they don't let me touch the scheduling anymore. Okay. Well, we want to talk a little bit for, of course, you folks that are listening are aware of Jimmy. He ran for office, was last year, right? The time seems to slip by.
That's right, Dutchess County Legislature last fall.
All right, you going to give another shot at it?
Time will tell. Part of the reason why I'm talking to you is to encourage other people to run so that it doesn't always have to be me, but time will tell.
Should be somebody. All right, well, what Jimmy's talking about is there was an editorial that was in the Poughkeepsie Journal a while ago written by Jimmy, and it's about the Trailblazers pack. Now, when people hear the word PAC, sometimes I think, especially progressive like myself, we step back here. Why don't we get a little explanation what the Trailblazers PAC is all about?
So I'm Leslie Danks-Burke, and I founded Trailblazers PAC about a year and a half ago. And you're exactly right, Marshall, that a lot of folks wonder what exactly this PAC is doing, doing business the way we are. We are certainly one weird PAC. What we do is we 100% disclose everything that comes into our PAC in terms of financing and everything that goes back out, and we invest in candidates for local office who do the same thing. So we're trying to change the conversation around campaign finance reform by doing it differently, by doing better than the law requires.
So you're trying to make it easier for candidates to run by helping them have some money.
We are, just like every PAC
yep.
does. We also are, our real priority is making it easier for the voters to know where the money's going. Our goal is that voters, when they look at candidates for office, regardless of what policy position those candidates might have, and we're a non-partisan PAC, we'll support candidates of any political persuasion, as long as they will fully disclose to their voters where they're getting their money from, and also as long as they get financial investment from at least 1% of the voting households in their district. We want the candidates, if they're going to be beholden to anybody, be beholden to their own voters.
You know, what's interesting about this, and Jimmy, you can comment on this, and then Leslie, you can join in. Things were bad before the Supreme Court ruling, which opened up the dark money, which allowed just not millions, but billions of dollars to flow into political campaigns without people ever knowing where they were, and also naming businesses as individuals so they could donate that way. Things were bad enough then, but they got progressively worse after that, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think that's right. And to be honest, you know, as somebody who's interested in public policy and governance, you know, that was one of the things that made me hesitant to run in the first place, to be honest with you. But I was so thankful to find Trailblazers and to hear about Leslie's mission, in part because it seemed to afford an opportunity to do it the right way, to bring voters back into the process. You know, the slogan that that Trailblazers sometimes uses is bringing politics out of the back room and onto the front porch, and really thinking more about things like campaign donations, not as a way for big, powerful interests to buy favor, but for regular voters to invest in your campaign. And I really appreciated that approach, and it's part of what inspired me to go through with the run in the first place.
Now, Leslie, I want to get back to you with Trailblazers is set up just, we're on the border of New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts. So you are just set up to operate in New York, right?
We're actually operating in New York State, all across the state of New York, and in Pennsylvania. We've had quite a few successes in reaching out to candidates in Pennsylvania, and there's a lot of interest there as well.
How hard was it to set up this PAC and to really get it rolling where it could benefit candidates? and enable candidates to run that might not have been able to run in certain districts?
Well, you know, Marcia, you've got a lot packed into that question, because one of the interesting pieces is that it is not hard to set up a PAC. It's actually one of the easiest corporate entities under United States law to set up. You just fill out a form and send it in, and you're in existence. And that's why, in part, the dark money has become such a prevalent problem in New York politics and in politics across the country, is because it is so easy for someone to set up a shelter that will hide where his or her money is coming from and sending it to candidates. On the other hand, the second part of what you're asking, how hard is it to do it in an open and disclosive way, and also to support candidates who are doing the same thing and leading by example? Again, it's not complicated. It's actually very simple to do better than the law requires. In some ways, it's easier than finding all the loopholes and dodging all the loopholes. You just disclose everything. But it sure is hard, in the sense that it's very different from what most candidates are doing. And, you know, it was a delight to be able to support Jimmy Pearson in his race in Dutchess County in 2017. And, of course, I hope very much that Jimmy will consider running again. But it does take a lot of guts for a candidate to get out there and do something that other candidates aren't doing, and to engage voters in a way that other candidates aren't. It's hard to do better than the law requires.
Well, you know, I know, and in my own small way, I know what you're talking about. By the way, we're speaking this morning with a couple of guests, one that's been on before, and one that Leslie Danks from Trailblazers PAC, and Jimmy Pearson, who ran for office in Dutchess County. Six years ago, I ran as an unaffiliated independent candidate for the school board, and because I wanted to enable discussion. And all I had was $1,000 in my pocket, and name recognition. I managed to come within.
You know, Marshall, that's interesting. That's how a lot of candidates start.
Yeah, well, it's what's this way it started, and I came within 150 votes of winning, which was amazing, because I was going up against the Democratic Party, which was pretty well established in Salisbury. So I know in a small way you speak, but Jimmy, I can't compare it to you to running for a whole district-wide race without the help of the Trailblazers PAC. Oh, I can't hear Jimmy well. But I can't compare that to running for a whole district-wide PAC. Now, if people in here in Connecticut are listening, and someone wants to say, you know, this is a real great idea, I'd like to do this, can they contact you and figure out how to go through?
And our idea is that we would like to see organizations like ours doing this sort of work all over the place. If someone in Connecticut wants to get in touch with us and figure out how to set up a Trailblazers PAC in Connecticut, we'd be delighted to help them think about what could happen in Connecticut. What we want to do is see this reconnection of voters with democracy happen all across the country. We believe it's going to happen from the ground up. We focus only on races like Jimmy's that are at the county level and below. And Jimmy was very impressive getting out there and employing front porch politics. That's what we call it, front porch politics, uh-huh. Getting out there and reaching as many voters as possible individually, one by one. And you're right, that is hard to do in a community, in a district where folks are used to chatting with their neighbors and used to being able to have access to their county representatives. You want to reach as many people as possible.
You know, I knocked on, I figured I had to visit at least 550 people to get enough votes. I knocked on 550 doors, and strange enough, I think I wound up with like 565 votes.
You know, it's amazing the power of person-to-person connection. And we are in a period where politics is distasteful to a lot of folks, where there's a lot of animosity, where there's a lot of anger, and people are feeling uncomfortable with politics. But at the same time, we're also in a period when people are very engaged with politics. And I see that as a real opportunity. And to the extent that we can have as many person-to-person conversations with each other, especially with folks we might not agree with, and see where we can come to common ground. And one of the places that we really seem to have a lot of agreement is that there's a corruption problem in government, and it stems in part from the money. And the way to fix that is by focusing on the people who deal with the issues that, in my view, matter most. You know, your school board members and your town board members figure out where your kids are going to school, go to school. They figure out what your property taxes are. They figure out which roads are going to get paved and which ones are going to have potholes. Those are things that really affect people in their day-to-day lives, and we've got to start making sure that the money problem is fixed there before we can move on higher up.
Once again, I go back to Tip O'Neill. A lot of people probably don't know who Tip O'Neill was, but a great legislator out of Massachusetts. And the first race he ran, and he lost, and he didn't go out and shake hands. And he got that advice, I forget from who it was, that the voters have to see you and know you to get to vote for you. And after that, well, the rest was history. Tip O'Neill became one of the more powerful good guys in government. Up into the early 70s.
It's really true. I think he's the guy who started the famous quote that all politics is local. and it certainly is, you know, to the extent that we can reach folks who are making those very important local decisions, I think that we can start to reconnect voters with democracy and move politics out of the back room onto the front porch.
And also, I always hated, I think what you're going to help is, I always hated to see uncontested races go. I think I always thought that there should be some sort of different viewpoint so people had a choice. And I think your Trailblazers PAC would help enable that.
It's true. There are way too many races. You know, let's use New York State as an example. There were about 3,000 races across the state in 2017. And people don't vote in local year elections. It's really abysmal voter turnout in New York State, and there's a lot of reasons for that, but the voter turnout usually hovers at around 21%. And that was true in 2017, too. But when you see all of these local races happening and people not participating, and then you see uncontested races happening where perhaps, you know, no one is running against the incumbent, or maybe even there was a backroom deal to decide that no one would run against the incumbent, then the voters are really deprived of a choice. And we've got to change that system so that the voters, who really are the most important people in democracy, are given at least their yearly opportunity to weigh in on who represents them.
Well, Leslie, Trailblazers PAC, do you have a website or anything like that?
We do. It's trailblazerspac.com, and we will support candidates at the county level and below. So if you're someone who's thinking about running for office, or Marshall, you've run for office before, I hope you consider it again. Our goal is to get as many people as possible running for these local seats, regardless of what party they come from. We want to support you if you'll disclose to your voters where your money comes from.
Well, thank you very much, Jimmy. Thank you for joining us again this morning. And Leslie,
thank you, Marshall.
Leslie, the best of luck to you, and good luck with your Trailblazers PAC.
I look forward to it. Thanks
take
very
care.
Much.
That is Jimmy Pearson and Leslie Danks-Burke joining us this morning. And that is TrailblazersPAC.com on the web.